Welcome back to TJ Inspires Weekly Podcast. I know you missed me yesterday. I'm sorry, but I got a good one today. This week's topic is living life to the fullest. So I'm going to give about 10 to 15 tips on ways to live your life to the fullest. Live each day on a fresh new start. Yes, live life every day on a fresh new start. We all get the same 24 hours in a day. The way I use my 24 hours is different from your 24 hours. But each day that God has blessed us with is a new day to fresh start. So whatever has happened a year ago, the day before, even 5 seconds ago, a year before, even a decade ago, life is short. So live it in the present. So if you want to take that trip, take that trip. You want to eat that donut, eat that donut. But live every day on a fresh new start because you can't get it back. So live it. 2, be true to who you are. There are so many fakes and phonies and gotta have the perfect body, gotta have the perfect this on social media and what society it is. Be true to who you are. Stop trying to please other people or be someone else. It's better be an original version of yourself than to be an exact duplicate of someone else. Gotta say that again. Be true to who you are. Be true to who God has called you to be. You don't have to be like John Doe or Susie May. Be true to who you are. This one, oh, this is me. I gotta stop. You gotta quit complaining. Yes, sometimes I know life is hard. You know, you gotta work. You gotta do this. But quit complaining because your situation is meatier to what somebody else has going on. Their situation is a lot worse. Quit complaining. The other one is be proactive. Stop waiting for others around you to do something and take action for yourself instead. Yes, be proactive. Oh, God spoke to me on this tip today. It's create your own opportunity. You can wait for opportunity or you can go out there and create your own opportunity. He spoke to me today and said, quit begging people for, you know, speaking opportunities or vendor tables. Create your own platform. He has gave me the same thing he has given them. So create your own opportunity. Quit begging people for a platform. Create your own opportunity. Have a couple of more. Live in alignment with your purpose. You can start something. Start doing something that will let you live 100% in your alignment with your purpose. Stop putting your life on hold. Are you putting any parts of your life on hold? What is one area of your life have you been putting off or avoiding or denying? Uncover that today and start working on it. The last tip is be positive. I know sometimes we live in a negative world. Yes, we do live in a negative world. So be positive. I know sometimes they talk about the glass being half empty or half full. Remember, no one can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and start a new ending. Again, live life to the fullest. You only get one life. So if it's take that trip, you know, eat the donut, you know, start the business, start the book club, whatever God has purposed you to do, do it. Because we only get one life, and that's it. And we have to enjoy it. Again, bills and stuff will come, but you have to enjoy life. This has been Tristan with TJ Inspires. Be sure to share our podcast. Follow us online at www.TJinspires.com. On Facebook, it's TJ Inspires. Again, live life to the fullest. You only get one life and you have to live it to the fullest. See you next week.